1340 WJOL, Will County's News Talk Sports. Welcome back to Maryland's Cafe Society. And of course, on the line with me is Sharon A. Hill. Of course, she's president of Sharon Hill International. She teaches seminars on American business etiquette, effective speaking techniques, preparing executive resumes, preparing diverse students for corporate America, so much more. And she's written this book, 24 Tips for Students. 24 Tips for Students to Succeed in College. Hi, Sharon.
Hi there, Marilyn.
All right. And so before the break, we, of course, was sharing your story of your early struggles in college. Of course, the distraction for you was card games. And, you know, we all have been there. You know, for me, I tried to work full time and go to night school and, you know, falling in love and you know, just not really being totally focused on school, trying to do too many other things. And it happens to everyone. It happens to everyone. And then the parties, you know, and then marriage and children. And some people say, you know what? I flunked out. I just couldn't do it. And college isn't for me. And then others like yourself and me, we keep going at it, keep going at it, keep going at it. And along the way, you ran into some people who really encouraged you. You know, you had an employer who encouraged you to continue at it, continue at it. And that's so important. That is so important. All right. And so now we're going to get into some tips. Tips for these young people returning to college. What do you say, Sharon?
I would say the first most important thing a student needs to focus on is that GPA, the grade point average.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did not, and as I found out, a 1.7 is not a good thing. High school was so easy. We didn't do GPAs as much in high school when I was in high school. I don't know if they do now. But I just knew that I would take the test, pass it, and get a good grade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In order to get into corporate America, if a person wants to go work for someone else, especially larger companies, one of the first things they focus on, Marilyn, is that grade point average during those recruiting seminars and job fairs and things like that.
That's right.
And in most cases, it's so competitive, they look for a GPA 3.5 or higher.
Yes.
So the point is that the student starts off, as I did in that first semester of school, not focusing on that GPA. Let's say they're happy with their 2.75 grade point average. A 2.75 to get to a 3.5 by the time you're a senior is almost impossible unless you get straight A's. So the point is, in that first semester, you let go of the pizza, let go of the parties, let go of working 40 hours a week if you can, mm-hmm. and have good study habits.
Mm-hmm.
Start off with a GPA as close to, if not higher than, 3.0 as possible. Otherwise, you're setting yourself up again. It's easier said than done because college is such a party atmosphere.
Yes, it is.
That grade point average has got to be foremost in your mind.
That's it. And it's just something about being in the 20s that it almost doesn't make sense to try to go to college and be in your 20s at the same time.
It's party time.
Yes. But anyway, it's doable. So many people do it. So that GPA, focus on your GPA. Make sure that you keep it up. And there's tutoring and all kinds of things available. Because some people, you know, really do try. You know, they don't go to the parties. They really put their heads, noses in the book. But, you know, they just need that extra help. So tutoring if you need it.
Right.
Like you said, don't be proud. Don't be too proud.
Don't be proud. Ask for help. And another point to help you with that GPA is study groups.
Mm.
Because five of those who are in the same boat you are as far as, I don't know where to begin. I don't know how to study.
Mm-hmm.
What is study? Do I read and put the book down? If you can find a study group, someone who can get you started with how to study, or a group to all say, we don't know where to start or where to finish, but misery loves company. And the more you have of the study group, it means you're not out carousing,
mm-hmm.
and you are studying and ultimately hoping for that strong GPA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so while you're mentioning that, students, listen to this. You have to learn how to parent yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn how to parent yourselves because once you go away from home, and there's no mom or dad hovering over you, reminding you of things, you can literally lose it. I mean, you can just, you know, papers are due, homework is due, you need to study. But without that parenting, you can lose it if you don't stay focused and disciplined. So you have to learn to parent yourself. All right. What's the next tip, Sharon?
The next thing is that schools are notorious for sending out the list of all their students to credit card companies who pay them for those lists.
Uh-oh.
Then as a result, the students will find their mailboxes crammed with credit card. Get a credit card, get a T-shirt. Get the credit card, get a free pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Students who don't know how to discipline, including myself, don't know that those bills are going to add up and have to be repaid.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem there, unless you win a lottery, you may graduate and now, in addition to a huge student loan, have credit card bills to pay off.
Yeah.
And if those credit cards are beyond their limit, suddenly you find yourself graduating in a financial hole.
That's right.
Because they make it so easy for you to get the credit card.
And it really doesn't.
Avoid those credit cards.
And it doesn't make sense. I wonder how that happens. It's like the moment you go off to school, you're in school. Most students aren't working if they're living on campus, or they are working these student type jobs that don't pay a whole lot of money. How is it that they end up on these credit card mailing lists?
It's evil, Marilyn. Absolutely evil.
Really?
Because the school gets a kickback, depending upon the school, for providing the list, but the students are the ones who suffer.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. And it's horrible, and you're in a trap. And some students tell me they let their parents pay it off. Now the parents are in a trap because the money they may have been putting aside for retirement or for vacations, long-term or whatever, they have to dip in that to pay for the student spending. And the students find that the card is so easy to whip out for a pizza.
That's
right. Although they have that add up so fast.
And and it's almost like you don't make the connection. Although my parents, they told me, I promise you, my parents didn't play that with credit. They really, really, they didn't. Mm-hmm. And what did I do in my 20s? I went out and got, maybe two or three credit cards. And and it was just so easy to, it's almost like you forget that a bill is going to be coming.
Yes.
Later in the month, and it has to be paid off, okay?
And the interest rates, oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness, yeah. So avoid the credit cards. Avoid the credit cards. Avoid the credit cards. And for those who, this is too late. I know a few. This is too late for you. Well, You need to do at least the minimum payments. Some of these financial advisors, Sharon, say pay more than a minimum so you can get it paid off sooner. But if you're in college and you just, you're scrambling and whatnot, pay the minimum balance so that your credit rating is not, a total disaster by the time you graduate.
Exactly. And if ideally you can pay the minimum plus whatever the finance charge is for that month,
mm-hmm.
that would help pay it off a little faster. Because I've heard, maybe you heard this too, Marilyn, that if you pay only the minimum on, say, a $3,000 credit card bill, it will take you 30 years to pay
ouch,
it off.
Ouch, 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 ouch.
30 years. And that's assuming you aren't still spending on that card.
That's
just
right.
Just paying the minimum of $3,000.
That's right.
Years.
That's right. That's right. Wow. So I think those are some great tips. Avoid the credit cards if you can. If it's too late, just stop. Cut yourself off. Don't get any more. And work on paying the ones that you have off. And then, of course, be very mindful of your GPA because it is. It's looked at. Even if you don't go to school right away and you want a decent job, they're going to want to know what your GPA was in school.
That's correct. It's just so important. But I know we're preaching to people who may say, I can handle it. It's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
As I put in my book, I opened up the kimono and talked about all the mistakes I made.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those are the two biggest ones that we can focus on.
See, yeah. And honesty, your honesty really does bless others, because people tend to beat themselves up, and even society will beat them up and say, oh, it's your fault, But anyway, there is hope, people. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. All right, Sharon. Well, closing remarks. Any closing remarks?
I would just say, as a closing remark, to please, please attend class.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, as I made my mistake thinking I can just go take the test or study or cram and be able to get through that midterm or get through that final, if nothing else, please, please attend class and sit in the front of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be the one who wants to shirk and sit in the back. Be proud, ask questions, and as you said, Marilyn, they shouldn't let pride go when they have a problem to make things worse. If you have been any difficulties, please seek help.
Yes.
Just to make sure you can get through all that.
Yes, 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 yes. And don't wait until, what do they say, the 11th hour? You know?
Right, it's a little too late.
Right. Don't wait till the 11th hour to say, help me.
Right. And if you do flunk out, always remember you can go back. I went back four times. Five times, actually.
Look,
I got through it.
Look, and don't worry about how long it takes you.
Yes, yes. If I were a man, I would have grown a beard down to my knees before I would have graduated. So keep going.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, you're such a blessing. Thank you, Sharon, for sharing
my
some
pleasure.
Time today.
Thank you, Marilyn.
All right, and so it's 24 tips for students to succeed in college, and also the latest book, Wild Woman's Guide to Etiquette, Saving the World, One Handshake at a Time, author Susan A. Taylor, president of Susan Taylor for some reason. Shouts out to Susan Taylor. Hello. Sharon A. Hill. You know, that's not a bad thing there for me to call you, Susan.
I love her.
Sharon A. Hill, author and president of Sharon Hill International. Thank you. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
You are a blessing. We will talk again.
Thank you. Take care now.
Enjoy your weekend.
Bye-bye.
All righty. 1340 WJOL, Will County's News Talk Sports. Of course, it's Maryland's Cafe Society. Stay with us. It's the Open Mic Singing Contest next.